Got a little news for you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update, guys. The race for the Major League Baseball wild card is heating up, and we'll get right into it. In the National League, the Washington Nationals hold a game and a half lead on that top wild card spot because the Brewers and the Padres did battle, and the Padres topped them 2-1. Dinelson Lamette struck out 14 batters for San Diego as they take down the Brew Crew, and the Cubs falling to the Rays, Cincinnati Reds, 3-2. Jose Iglesias had an RBI double in the 10th inning with the Brewers and Cubs both losing. That takes advantage for the Philadelphia Phillies, who beat the Braves 4-1. Bryce Harper hits a two-run homer. This is the Phillies' second straight win over the Atlanta Braves. Philly now three games out of the wild card as the Brewers and Cubs both lost. And another team, three games out of the wild card. We said stick a fork in him, but they're fighting back. The New York Mets taking down the Colorado Rockies 7-4. Pete Alonso hits his home run, 49th home run. He leads the majors.
Unfortunately, Alex, you can still stick a fork in them.
I like their fight.
I like their gumption. But three games back with 10 left to play when you have to hop two teams.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Phillies are there in a flat-footed tie with you. Like, seriously, like if they go 9-1, they need to go 9-1. And then have both the Brewers and the Cubs go 500 or worse over the last stretch. I mean, you know, it's not wrong that like some of these projections have them at like a 1% chance
sure.
at this point.
Obviously, yeah. You know, like you said, they gotta have a Cinderella run. But it's nice to see the Mets still fighting back and Pete Alonso leading the home runs.
Absolutely.
Major League home
runs. We're in the ninth inning.
Ninth inning, four-run rally. That's something nice to say about this team that, you know, they just want to quit. But yeah, you're probably right. Still stick a fork in them. They are probably done. In the American League, everybody's winning games here. The Oakland Athletics taking down the Royals 1-0. Mark Canha hits an RBI double in the 11th. The A's hold the lead in the American League wildcard. They are up two games on the Tampa Bay Rays, who took down the Dodgers 8-7. Austin Meadows knocks a leadoff homer in the 11th. That helps the Rays keep pace in the wildcard. It also prevented the New York Yankees from clinching a playoff spot. So the Houston Astros are your team that officially clinched a wild card spot. We'll get into that in just a second. The Cleveland Indians taking down the Detroit Tigers 2-1. Yasiel Puig hits an RBI single in the 10th. Cleveland keeps their playoffs hope alive. They are a half a game out of the American League wild card. And I just said Houston clinched a playoff spot because Garrett Cole became the 18th major league pitcher since 1900 to strike out 300 batters. The strikeout came in the Astros 3-2 win over the Rangers. Garrett Cole's 14th straight win. And this win also helped Houston clinch a playoff berth over the Yankees, who are still fighting to clinch a spot in the postseason. Switching over to the NFL, guys, Jamal Adams is back in the news. He was fined $21,500 for a roughing the passer penalty on Baker Mayfield in the Jets' 23-3 loss on Monday Night Football. He said, and I quote, "This league is a damn joke. I signed up to play football, not two-hand touch. Bullshit. I don't care about these soft rules protecting quarterbacks. I'm going to play my brand of football every time I step on the field." Now, something to note about this, guys. Myles Garrett was penalized for roughing the passer on Trevor Siemian. That hit knocked him out of the season with an ankle injury. He has yet to be fined. What is the NFL doing? Do they know what's roughing the passer? Do they know what's a catch?
I've said this before, Alex. I've said we do not know what is a catch in the NFL. What is roughness in the NFL? What is a suspension in the NFL? What is pass interference in the NFL? The NFL is so inconsistent on so many levels that this is what's going to piss people off. If I know the policy, I stick to the policy. If I know the rules, I'll stick to the rules. The fact that I don't know if my body weight on a quarterback is going to get fined or not, what is a football move, is pass interference. It's ridiculous.
It's pretty
All
crazy.
Facets of the game.
We started to see some in week two with the challenging of the pass interference. Some were called back, some weren't. Like, the NFL,
it's consistency is lacking. Yep.
Do you think it's a matter of labeling what it is and what it isn't and just leaving
it?
No,
I think it's because two things, Alex. It's because they're so inconsistent in, like, defining it, they leave it still open. Things like body weight, things like football move. And the other thing is, honestly, I blame technology. At this point, our instant replay is so good. And we can go so frame by frame that it opens up, you know, like, oh, is that him hitting him here? Oh, that. And it makes it look like everything the ball moves or everything could be pass interference. Technology is almost too good.
It's crazy. They wanted to adapt the technology in the NFL to help injuries, to help players. And now it's kind of backfiring. You see these players getting upset about this and that. And who knows what's going to happen? Maybe they just got to define it better, and we'll see what happens as the season progresses. And other NFL news, guys, Dallas Cowboys, I know Ben O'Brien's a little upset about this one, cut former first-round pick defensive end Taco Charlton. He was a 20th overall pick back in 2017. Who needs a defensive end, guys? I know the Falcons are looking for some line help.
He's a bum.
Okay, Ben O'Brien says he's a bum, so I guess he's not too upset about Dallas losing him in that
one.
Well,
they still went by four touchdowns, Venmo, 28 and a half.
Giving him a lot of points there, Brian. We'll see what happens.
Hey, it didn't hurt him last week, so we'll see.
There we go. We'll see what happens. But also Thursday Night Football
tonight. He wasn't a bum yesterday when he was on the team.
He was not. Thursday Night Football, Tennessee, 1.5-point favorites in this one. Sending it back to Dana Joe, helping him make it rain this Thursday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
You're up.
All right, here we go. Final hour of Make It Rain. Here we are on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, as we get ourselves ready. Week three of the NFL takes place tonight. First game, divisional rivals, Tennessee, Jacksonville. That'll be on. Also, guys, looking forward to this game, too. College football, Tulane taking on Houston. Tulane will be home tonight, and Willie Fritz and the boys really have come a long, long way and have an opportunity in front of a national audience tonight to make a statement there in the AAC and take care of business, a little revenge, if you will, after the smackdown that Houston placed on them last year. And I think it's going to be a different turn of events. And keep in mind, this game opened up Tulane minus 2.5 favorite. It has been bet up to minus 5.5, minus 5. It is, there are a lot of money coming in on Tulane. And there's some interesting trends in this game we'll go over coming up. But it could very well be, don't be surprised, if the college game tonight may be a little bit more exciting than what you see from Thursday Night Football with Tennessee and Jacksonville. Just saying. And an interesting note, by the way, because this has also come up a lot with this game tonight. And it brings up a question, and we'll talk about this, Dane, but if in fact Jalen Ramsey plays tonight, which all indications are he will be playing tonight for the Jacksonville Jaguars, he cannot be traded tomorrow and go play on Sunday for any team. And I know a lot of people are thinking that he is, play tonight, he'll be traded tomorrow. Well, that's fine, but he can't play two games in the same week. It's against the league rules and the league policy, which means if we don't see him on the field tonight and they hold him out, because Dane brought it up earlier, he is worth nothing in a trade if he's hurt. So it makes zero sense to play him if you're trading him.
Right.
So the question becomes, Dane, if we see him on the field tonight, do you think that means Jacksonville, Tom Coughlin and company is telling you exactly what they plan on doing with him, which in all likelihood will be nothing? Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up here.
All right, let's talk about it.
Why play the guy if you're trading him? Why, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
You have Major League Baseball, too.
Yep. Yeah, so it'll be fun to see how that works out, but we'll talk about that coming up.
Yeah, I got some thoughts on this one, too.
Get ready. Tulane, Houston. I can't believe I'm saying I'm looking forward to that. College football tonight.
There'll be some po'boys.
Thursday.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
We read the situation correctly that we had Mason Rudolph ranked the highest. It still remains to be seen, but overall, I think his situation, the fact that the Steelers pass the ball as much as they do, the weapons that they have, we ranked Mason Rudolph the highest of those quarterbacks that are stepping up now. It's Daniel Jones and Teddy Bridgewater and potentially Kyle Allen with the Carolina Panthers as well. So, goes for 17% of the fab budget in my league.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on SportsGrid and Zumo TV, channel 719.
So, injuries, a big part of week three in the NFL. Make sure, guys, make sure that you guys are checking the injury reports beginning on Wednesday, Thursday. See who's practicing, see who is not, because it may not always be the big name guys. It may be your members of, I don't know, the secondary or the offensive line. Right. Like, you know, you got a new quarterback in, I don't know, Daniel Jones getting ready to start here. And a pretty big part of that offensive line that should be protecting him, Kevin Zeitler, didn't practice. He's got a shoulder issue, is questionable at best for the weekend. So, yeah, that might be a little bit of an issue. And tonight we've got some injuries, too, for the Jacksonville Jaguars that you need to know about, including we have A.J. Bouye, I believe, has been sitting out, has not been able to practice. This is kind of a must-win game for them, and I would definitely, especially, Dane, if they're not playing Jalen Ramsey, which we told you makes no sense if they're planning on trading him, not having A.J. Bouye, not having them in the secondary, that's a, you know, that's something you need to know about before you start thinking that that Minshew is or Mariota is not going to be throwing the ball if you've got two starting members of that secondary not available. So it's definitely something worth looking at, but it goes back to our point, Dane. Why in the world? We know he can't play twice in a week. So even if he plays tonight, he can't be traded tomorrow and start Sunday or Monday for somebody. Right. But why in the world, if he's on that field tonight, is it safe to say he's going to be a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars from this point for the rest of the season, no matter what happens?
Yeah, I think it would trend that way. I would. That is how I would read the tea leaves, Joe. Absolutely. Because to your point, you don't want to risk damaging the asset, right? Think about, like I just said, going into break in Major League Baseball before the trade deadline. That's the telltale sign, right? If they're not making the start that they're supposed to make, you know, that is exactly the telltale sign. But I'm going to go a step further, Joe. If Jalen Ramsey is playing and is on this roster, you know, come Monday morning when we're doing Make It Rain, I'm going to go a step further. You know what I also think could be true? Doug Marrone will not be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars next season. Okay, that's what I'll also say. Because, listen, if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, right, and you think you may be moving on from Doug Marrone, then you want to keep Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is the exact kind of player that you build around. I don't care about the attitude and all that stuff. And we have seen in this day and age that sometimes the player wins out over the coach, right? So there may be, I think if Jalen Ramsey stays, it's also a telltale sign that Doug Marrone is dead man walking.
Yes, it's a good point. And I do think there's a lot more than just a W or an L on the map tonight for Jacksonville. I do think it's terrible what happened to Nick Foles, but I think this kid, Gardner Minshew, is very unique from the standpoint where he's so a few fries short of a happy meal. Proved last week that he is not the norm, that he, in fact, he can play this game, guys. This is a six-round pick. This guy is, he was slinging the ball over the field, kept them in the game, ran the ball well. Passed for 220 some odd yards, including the, you know, the almost tying touchdown pass late in the game. He showed a little something there. I got to believe this isn't like what the Jets are going to have to deal with like your third and fourth string guy that you're pulling off the street. I do believe there's a certain excitement in everything that I have read. These players are not down at the dumps. They are up. They are ready. And they also know, by the way, they can't go down 0-3. Like, you cannot start 0-3. This is a huge game for the Jacksonville Jags. Now, having said that, with that excitement and being at home tonight, if they get the W, does Jalen Ramsey pipe down a little bit? Are we going to hear about the, you know, trading if, in fact, they pull the W? Is it such an ADD world, you think, the NFL, where it literally is week to week? Like, are we going to be talking about Doug Marrone possibly being fired if they lose before the season's over? Or if he does win tonight, is all well in Jacksonville? What if they win? What if they lose? What's going to be the narrative tomorrow?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. And the reason is because, Joe, I don't know what's up with these millennial athletes. I don't know. I'm serious, Joe. I'm not trying to be silly. Like, I don't know. I can't be in Jalen Ramsey's head. You know, because this came, a lot of this, you know, from this issue on the sideline, Joe, you know, where he, like, wanted this thing to be, a play to be challenged because he didn't want his stats, he wanted to be able to look like his stats locked down DeAndre Hopkins, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the motivations are for these guys anymore. So, you know, let's say Ramsey plays, has a pick six, Jags win, is now all of a sudden, because he's out in front and he's getting love, is that fine for his ego now? I honestly don't know. I don't know what motivates this athlete right now. So maybe, and here's the other thing to my previous point, maybe the owner is like, hey, Jalen, don't worry about this. You're our guy. You're a part of this future. Just grin and bear it for another 3 months, and Marrone's gone anyway. You think Coughlin's having that conversation? You think the owner's having that? You know, what's the owner? What's his name? Syed, so whatever. You think that they're actually having that kind of conversation with Jalen Ramsey? Mm-hmm. Like, just pipe down, deal with it. You're going to still be here. It's him that's going to be gone. Or
Khan, I think.
Know, I just don't know how
Khan?
He's going to react.
Khan is
Khan,
it?
Right.
Khan. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
You know, what if they're telling him, hey, pipe down. You're a part of this organization's future.
Right.
This guy ain't. Don't worry about it.
Maybe Marrone is the linchpin here and the key to what's going on. But listen, it wouldn't be the first time a coach and a star player got into a brawl and don't like each other. And
right. And usually who's the last man standing?
Yeah.
The player, not the coach.
Yeah. And it also depends on, are you winning games or not winning games? Because usually if you're winning games, all is well and you move on. And that's why I think tonight is very important. If Ramsey is in fact on the field, the message is you're not going anywhere, number one.
Right.
And I do think they'd be absolutely crazy. And Tom Coughlin, listen, up in New York all those years, Tom Coughlin made a career out of not being bullied or pushed around by players, guys. Right. That's not who he is. So there's a reason why he's in the front office of that organization and why he's put there. So if he sends him out there, then I think the message is loud and clear to the players and everyone else. You're not going anywhere. I don't care. You know, it's either you play for us or you don't play at all. I don't really care one way or the other. But I do think if they win this game tonight, if they pull this game off, to me, it's going to be like this, guys. What a Garden Minshew. The Garden Minshew show could take off tonight here, Dane. And then really, if we're talking about, it's more about Minshew than it's going to be about Ramsey. Ramsey, just shut your pie hole. You know, if the kid goes out there and wins a game as a rookie here tonight and the team wins, very hard to make it all about Jalen Ramsey, man. I don't see how that benefits him. If they get waxed and they lose 22-0, then, yeah, we're probably going to be all about Jalen Ramsey tomorrow going, all right, yeah. It's now when's he getting out, when's he leaving. But it's not in this division right now, yeah. This game for both of these teams. Huge. This is a huge game for Tennessee as well.
Yes, this is a very interesting division right now. You know, with the injuries, the no Luck, no Foles, that sort of thing. Do we believe in Mariota? Well, you know, this is a very interesting division where, I don't know, Joe, could 8-8, could 9-7 win this division, Joe?
Amazing we're having that conversation, right? Amazing, right? That we're having that conversation.
If you think about it, like, what do you trust in this division? I don't know. Jacksonville looks like it's unraveling, right? You got Jacoby Brissett riding in the saddle for Indianapolis, right? Does anybody really believe? I know you like Vrabel and stuff, but I don't know that Mariota starts 16 games for this team, right? Yep. And then you have Houston, and I'm going to tell you the truth. If they protect Deshaun Watson, the door is open. But I don't have faith that Deshaun Watson starts 16 games for this team either.
Yep. That whole trickle down from Andrew Luck retiring, guys, and all of a sudden through first 2 weeks of this season, Houston's got great talent, without a doubt. But Houston can't protect Deshaun Watson. You lose Watson, you lose everything because you can't get the ball to your star players at that point. But Jacksonville, Tennessee, you can't start 0-3. And even, guys, I got news for you. If you're Tennessee opening up like you did to lose the next two games against division opponents, this is huge for Tennessee, too. So we'll make fun
of it. Remember when we still like those Colts at +500 to win the division, even without Luck?
There's a lot riding tonight, guys. This is a pretty important game, week 3. It's pretty crazy to say that, but it's true. We'll look at the numbers coming up here as we look to make it rain for you tonight.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
What
your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Game time decisions.
Your story sounds like the Bad News Bears. We won our regional tournament. We went to Houston. We went to the Astrodome. I was like, this is the Bad News Bears story.
I told the guys, I says, hey, look, my crew is coming in here. If you could put a nice welcome up there, you know, welcome preferred picks. That was the name of our team, preferred picks. And here comes the seventh inning of the game. And my wife nudges me in the ribs. She says, look up there. And I looked at the scoreboard. It said, welcome preferred pricks.
Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
We're not supposed to trust anyone in our profession anyway.
All right, we got some very, very interesting market movement with this game in college tonight. We'll explain coming up. Tulane taking on Houston. Opportunity for the contrarian, so to speak, to be able to hop on this game here tonight. We'll tell you coming up here in just a second as we look to make it rain. Thursday night football, NFL, Titans, Jags. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And I know it is only week three, guys, but we can't stress enough. It feels like this is like week eight with all the drama and things that have happened the 2 weeks prior to week one. And now the 2 weeks after week one between the injuries and trades and an NFL franchise dismantling in front of our eyes. And it's unbelievable what we've got going on. And yet here we find a team like Jacksonville in a division with Tennessee, who they'll be playing tonight, with an opportunity to take advantage of the best quarterback in the division retiring 2 weeks prior to the season. And oh yeah, what people thought was going to be worst to first for you, Jacksonville, you know, now you're 0-2, and yeah, you're one of your best defensive players is screaming and yelling to trade. You got a rookie quarterback, and here's Tennessee, who puts up 40 on Cleveland on the road. Then they lose to Indianapolis last week. Now they've got another divisional opponent, which you can't lose to. You can't keep losing divisional games because we know what happens towards the end of the year. Tiebreakers and everything else, it doesn't look good. So I don't think we're overstating it, Dan, from the standpoint that this game, even though it's week three, there's a lot riding for both of these franchises in the overall picture, I think, tonight. Now, listen, can either of these teams recover? Oh, well, sure, they could, but I think history tells us what happens when you start 0-3, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the other thing. As we're kind of talking about it, it sounds like you and I both fully expect, you know, this to be really packed up. You know, when we look at the standings in the AFC South in December, right, I fully believe we're going to see, like, two teams that are like 7-6, you know, that are going to be going to it. And then, honestly, what I believe could be the potential for the Titans to get a road divisional win is really, really important here when we look at and expect how tight these things are going to be. It's the same as, Joe, when I talked about Green Bay earlier in the season. People are like, oh, yeah, whatever, the offense is still going. But they've got two divisional wins in their pocket already. And I think the opportunity here for one of these teams to get the divisional win and Tennessee to even get one on the road is huge, especially because Tennessee just got a divisional loss at home against Indianapolis last week.
Yeah, and as good as the Tennessee Titan fan base and people felt after that beatdown of Cleveland in week one on the road, they had just as much disappointment last week with the opportunity to go ahead and win that game, by the way, in Indy, and they weren't able at home against Indy. They weren't able to do it, which was a little disappointing there as they kind of play calling was a little suspicious. The whole end of that game giving Indy the opportunity to win that game late was a little strange. But, you know, you got Marcus Mariota, a guy that has thrown 28 touchdowns and 23 interceptions over the last couple of years. He is the definition of inconsistent, who 1 minute will make you think like, oh, this is what we've been waiting for. And then in the next minute going, why in the world are we still putting up with it? 402 passing yards through two games. He's only averaging 5.5 yards a throw. So that to me tells me get ready for the Derrick Henry show here tonight. And I would, you know, and when we're talking about two of the best running backs in that division, by the way, I think Leonard Fournette and Derrick Henry are going to be battling here tonight. The offensive lines are, it's going to be very smash mouth type of football, which if you're asking me to put my money behind Marcus Mariota or a rookie, it makes picking a side in this game very, very hard to do, Dane.
Right, and it sounds like what you're doing instead is fading them both, thus betting the under. You know? It sounds like
that's
the way you're doing it.
Hard to put your money behind him.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I'm with you, Joe. I'm looking at these prop bets. I mentioned the prop bets for Fournette and Derrick Henry. And here's a point I want to make also when it comes to fantasy. That's why when you're looking at a player and how good a player is, it's not only about the player. It's about the context they're in, the environment that they have, the offense that they have. Like Corey Davis and A.J. Brown, both of these wide receivers, you know, when they were coming out of the draft, everybody, you know, the Todd McShays, the Mel Kipers of the world were like, oh my God, these are incredible wideouts. They have the body. They have the hands. They can do it all. They're going to be amazing in the NFL. Then they wind up in Tennessee with Mariota and a team that used to be nicknamed Exotic Smash Mouth, for God's sakes. And it's like, you know, they go into a black hole in terms of their production. The offense they're in is more important than the player themselves. Give me the number three wide receiver for a team like Kansas City or the Rams or, you know, the Saints or the Eagles, right? Before getting what should look like a stud in an offense like Tennessee. I'm sorry, but Corey Davis and A.J. Brown have gone out to pasture, and they're only 22, 23 years old.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another factor here, and the season doesn't end because Jacksonville is 0-3, but it is a tough road to travel, even without the drama of, you know, of a Jalen Ramsey and a malcontent in your secondary here. But again, the good news for the Jacksonville Jaguars is there's no reason at home why you can't win this game. And I do think one of the bigger things, certainly for the success of this team while Nick Foles is on the sideline, maybe the best hire could prove to be the best and smartest thing Tom Coughlin has done in this organization is bring in John DeFilippo as the offensive coordinator. Because one thing that we know about DeFilippo is he does a damn good job managing backup quarterbacks, does he not? Because the reason Nick Foles has got the damn job is because DeFilippo in Philadelphia had him. And you know what he did? You know, Nick Foles resembles nothing of Carson Wentz, right? So what John DeFilippo did, and maybe this is, I think, possibly going to be a storyline for the rest of the year for this team, is that he changed and put in an offense that allowed Nick Foles to be successful. He maximized what Foles does well, and he completely reshaped what they're doing. Last week, guys, he completed 78% of his passes. Gardner Minshew, in his first NFL start, sixth-round draft pick, threw for over 200 yards. Oh, yeah, and a touchdown at the end of the game when it meant the most. I, to me, do not be surprised if Minshew goes out and continues to complete pass after pass after pass, because one thing John DeFilippo does is he doesn't make a difference. It's not my way or the highway. He's adaptable. He adapts to what the player does best and then creates offense to go around it. He did it again. Nobody talked about it, but he did it again with Minshew last week. And now he's got another week with the kid. I can't wait to see what kind of night he has tonight.
Yeah. But let's take this all with a grain of salt, though, Joe. He did all that, and Jacksonville scored 12 points. You know what I mean? So let's see. I'm not trying to bang the kid, right? But let's not think it's
like
all roses.
It sounds like you're banging a six-round rookie that came out and threw for 220 yards and a touchdown. Sounds like you're banging him.
They scored 12 points, Joe. They scored 12 points. Like,
Is that because of Gardner Minshew, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. I get that, like, hey, he performed well for a six-round pick, right? And, hey, he's got that moxie. He's running. I'm not banging him. But, like, on balance, though, are you pleased if your team goes out and scores 12 points every week? No. Will it get better? I hope so. Do I blame the kid? No, he's a sixth-round pick, right? But let's not say that on balance and in an objective fashion that this is some kind of high-flying offense. There's a reason the total's 39.
Well, nobody is high-flying offense, but would you rather have John DeFilippo and Gardner Minshew or Adam Gase and whatever the hell else he's going to throw out on the field? Everything is relative to the matchup. It's got nothing to do with the overall scheme of things. The matchup tonight, you give me the offensive coordinator of Jacksonville with a sixth-round draft pick, and I don't care that they scored 12 points last week. They should have won that game if they didn't go for it at the very end, and if they did, they should have let him throw the ball. But I'll take that over Marcus Mariota tonight any day of the week. I think there's a lot more intrigue and upside for what Jacksonville's got going on than what Tennessee's got going on tonight.
All right. Well, I'll take Leonard Fournette and Derrick Henry above both of them. You know, I think that that will be the way they trust it. I think that will be the way the game flow goes. I think, unfortunately, it's going to be so boring, you may want to switch on over to Tulane Houston, like you said.
Yet, if they need a touchdown in the final 2 minutes of the game, who do you trust more? Leonard Fournette, because we know they're not going to go 80 yards running the ball in the final 2 minutes. So in the final 2 minutes, who do you trust to get the ball down the field tonight to get the job done? What team? What quarterback?
Tennessee. Mariota.
You're going to back Mariota? You think Mariota will bring him down?
I would. Yeah, I would, and it's a product of more the offensive line. It's a product of Delanie Walker in that kind of situation than some of the outside weapons. Like, do you believe in baby DJ Chark and stuff like that? No. In that context, I think the full complement, the full arsenal, I would lean Tennessee.
Final game on the final 2 minutes, game on the line. Tennessee is going to end up pulling it out because I do think it's going to come down to who has the ball last, who's got the last opportunity to get either in field goal position or score a touchdown, because I don't see an awful lot of pulling away by either of these teams with situation. I don't think we're going to be looking at, well, they got to play from behind a lot, unless there's some crazy turnover
That's what I was going to say.
I don't even see that either, Joe,
that could be decided by a big mistake. This is the kind of game that could be decided by a pick six, a scoop and score, a punt return for a touchdown. This is the kind of game, like, you know, we're talking about 17-13 kind of game. That's the kind of game that one big mistake makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and that's exactly great. A turnover could do it one way or the other. But I don't think either team is going to be forced into a situation where, oh boy, now we got to stop running the ball, and now we got to stop. I just don't see that happening.
None of these teams run the way they hide from the other.
What is his total there? What is his? This would be an interesting prop bet. What is Mariota and what is Minshew's yardage passing the ball? What is that prop
here? We'll bring that number up.
Plus, we'll tell you what's going on college football tonight. Opportunity galore for the contrarian. We'll tell you next.
The numbers are not impressive.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger, but with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it worked for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 888-
800-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
The Morning After.
Hall of Fame cornerback Warren Moon. What are your thoughts, man, on a player quitting on his team after two games? It's two games.
As far as bailing on your football team just because things are you're going through a tough time, I don't agree with that at all. It would be hard for me to look at that guy the same way and come back and walk in my locker room knowing that he doesn't really want to be there. There's a lot of season left to play, and you don't know what could happen with the rest of the season coming up.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, Channel 719.
Thursday night football here is unique because we have a NFL game and a college game going on, 1-1, right around the same time. And more importantly, it gives bettors an understanding and an opportunity to be contrarian. And it's a good gambling you situation here, Dane, to talk about what a contrarian bettor does and what it means. And in the simplest of terms, and we've talked about it a lot here, when we say follow the money, right? Like, don't overthink the room. Like, sometimes just look at the market and you can tell which way the sharp money is going. The professional bettors, the guys that have been doing this for a long time with a lot of experience, you can tell which way the line is moving, where the money is coming from. And that's a pretty good indicator as far as where they think the game is going to go and what side is the proper side. And you're basically siding with the house as a contrarian bettor, meaning that you are the public. Everybody loves New England. I'm going to bet New England. Everybody loves New England. 80% of the bets are coming on New England. Okay. If you want to go ahead and bet with the public, that's not what contrarians do. They go the other way. They say, all right, everyone in the public wants to go left. We're going right. And you'll see that a lot in baseball in 162-game schedule, where last night, if you backed the Angels, if you backed the Chicago White Sox, if you backed the San Francisco Giants, all at plus 155, plus 225, plus 260, you're sitting pretty, which is exactly what professional sports bettors did yesterday. The public all took CJ, all right? What was, I'm there trying to think of, what was, I think CC was somewhere around a 280, 260, 270, somewhere in that ballpark. Right. The Yankees were getting all the love that they were going to beat the Angels and Clint. That didn't work out. So that's kind of what you've got going tonight, too. You've got a situation where two games, the one in college and the one in the NFL, oh, man, you've got huge opposite sides of the spectrum going here tonight, Dane. We've got Houston Tulane, right? Game opens up at -2.5, is bet up to -5 for Tulane, right? But wait a minute. All of the money, I mean, a significant portion of the bets, 7 out of 10 of the bets are on Houston. So why in the world is the line moving towards the favorite, Tulane? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the amount of money from the smaller percentage of bettors, but the guys that actually influence the line, contrarians are usually always betting the dog, right? It's always the dog that they're going against. Well, tonight in Houston, you have an opportunity to follow the professional bettors. They're backing the favorite. They're backing Tulane. The public loves Houston, who's the underdog, but they're not moving the line. The guys who are moving the line are the contrarian professional bettors with the money that shape lines. And Dane, they're all going towards Tulane. That's why it goes from 2.5 to 5. But wait a minute, 70% of the bets are on Houston. Yeah, well, not 70% of the sharp bets are going towards Houston. So it's unique. You've got the same thing happening with the under tonight in the NFL game. You know, opens up at 40. It's ridiculous the amount of the separation between the over and the under bets. The under bets are not receiving the majority of the bets. The over is, because they think the number's too low at 39, Dane. So the public's hammering the over, but the line's not going anywhere. Oh, that's because the contrarian bettor is going, everybody thinks there's going to be way more points tonight than is going to be on the, well, that's not what you're being told by these sharps here, Dane. They're looking at this going, give me the damn under, which is why it keeps dropping from 40 to 39. There's a couple of 38 and a halfs and so on and so forth. And even with, you know, sometimes even with prop bets tonight that we've looked at here, you have an opportunity to kind of look at the juice, right? Look at the juice. It'll tell you exactly who's betting what, because the public don't often bet prop bets either, Dane.
Yep, I think that is true. You know, and here's the thing, Joe. The saying doesn't go, follow the number of tickets placed. The saying is, follow the money. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I don't care if there's like 80% of the tickets. I want to know where the money is, right? And that's where you get that reverse line movement. But you're absolutely right, Joe. This game is going to be one. I mean, I don't know. We're going to be talking on Endgame Live maybe later on today. And like, you know, I don't know that I'm on this game. And aside, I think I'm going to do is I'm going to hope whoever has the opening drive scores, because I want to see that live in-game number go above, say, 41 or go above 43. And if that happens, I'll pound the under. But we were talking also about prop bets, Joe. And you know what? This is intriguing to me. The market, at least over on FanDuel, Joe, they think Gardner Minshew is better than Marcus Mariota tonight.
Really?
Okay, on all facets. And I'm intrigued by this. I think there might be some value here. So the passing yards prop for Minshew, the number is 220 and a half. For Mariota, Joe, the number's 197 and a half.
What?
For completions. Really? Yeah, for completions, the number for Minshew is 22 and a half. For Mariota, 17 and a half. And here's where I think is the interesting one that I might go ahead and bet, Joe. For Minshew, 1.5 touchdowns is the number. For Mariota, it's a half. It's basically, will Mariota throw a touchdown? You know, the number is half.
That's it
for Mariota touchdowns right now. And I think that's viable that he throws
a
little bootleg to Delanie Walker, a little Deion Lewis out of the backfield.
Is the juice significant on either of the, like, where are they sitting? -110 on both sides, or
which one?
On any, I mean, are there? Is it really heavily favored? Are we getting hammered like it?
The yards is -118, -108. The completions, we're talking -120. Oh, you're right though, Joe. On the touchdown ones, it's huge because listen, you know those numbers are bigger numbers, right? So for Minshew, it's at 1.5, but the under is -230. And similarly, the other way on Mariota and over a half. So with the touchdowns, yeah, there's big juice. But not on completions or yards, Joe. On completions and yards, we're talking -115, -110, that sort of thing. Mariota, 197 and a half passing yards. Under 200 is the total.
So the odds makers,
more production.
They think Minshew is going to have more success throwing the ball than Mariota, which I guess given the... I guess you got to look at the defense, right? Because it's all about matchup. Yeah, so I think they have more faith.
They believe in Jalen Ramsey, huh? They believe in Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey's playing number one. And number two, that they feel like Mariota will have less success against that secondary of Jacksonville as opposed to the rookie and the other way around, which is very telling. That's interesting to me, man.
Yep, that is interesting to me. I think the safest bet on the board, though, because we all think this is a running game. We all think they're trying to slow the pace here. And so when I see both Derrick Henry and Leonard Fournette's total in the 70s, you know, I think that's the way to go. Fournette is 70 and a half. Henry is 75 and a half. If you also want to play, because they don't think Henry gets Jack in the receiving game, Henry's combined scrimmage yards, Joe, is like 85 and a half, which could be interesting as well. Remember, he took one screen pass and went 74 yards for a touchdown earlier this season. So I understand people think Derrick Henry doesn't catch the ball. Deion Lewis is the back, you know, out of the backfield, that sort of thing. But to add on like 10 receiving yards is really not that huge difference. You know, that's like a check down on second down at one point in the game. So I'd be looking more at Fournette and Henry in the prop bet market tonight.
Yeah, it's so interesting that the running backs are very comparable. They seem to be, it's pretty close. 70 yards for either of these two guys is really where they think the cutoff line is going to be. But the quarterbacks, the sixth-round rookie, they seem to think is going to have a heck of a lot more opportunities and a heck of a lot more success passing the ball against the Titans defense than Mariota will. Now, we gave you the numbers. What we say? Two games, 400 yards, averaging 5.5 a throw. So it's not like Mariota has come out and proven that he's going to stretch the field by any stretch of the imagination. I get it. But the other kid is a sixth-round rookie who, you know, like, you know, to your point, scored 12 points last week. So 200 and 200. Oh, you know, God. So now I got to. Now you got me confused. Now I'm trying to think out which way do I want to go to. Do I side with what there is the theory that
it's
because
to figure out.
Well, because the theory has got to be that they expect Fournette to have a big game, right? All right. So, in other words, they are not going to be able to stack the box and stop Leonard Fournette only because they feel this kid's got enough to be able to beat them deep.
So you have to respect it.
You got to respect it. And obviously, if Fournette has 80 yards, right, 90 yards, 100 yards, then they're going to have to respect more, which means the lanes should open up in theory, right? Like, there should be passing lanes and completions to be had. And then it's a matter of who do you trust more. I think either way, I think we're talking field goal fest. And I'm thinking maybe one or two touchdowns, maybe a turnover kind of thing. But I really still, I still think that the value is in the under in this game. I just don't see either of these two offenses. I see them chewing up a lot of clock. I see a lot of that. I just don't see how or where the points are going to come. And I might even go, I might go over for Mariota. I mean, that seems like a real low
number,
doesn't it?
It does seem real low. I agree with you on the total being the best. Like I said, I'm going to hope the opening drive results in points to pump it up a little bit. Joe, what I'm looking for that I can't find, honestly, is do that. And let me ask you, because, you know, maybe I'm naive to this. I'm looking for a prop like, will there be a defensive or special teams touchdown in this game? And I'm looking to bet the yes side if it's like plus something, right? Because what I might do is combo that and the under. Because I don't think these offenses both put up 20 points. But the liability for me on the total is exactly what we're saying, right? The pick six, the punt return. So then it's kind of like hedging, right? If I have the under, I believe the way I might lose the total hopefully makes me cash like a 4-1 ticket about like a special teams touchdown. You know what I mean? Do they hang like, will there be a defensive or return touchdown? Like, I just can't find the prop.
It's going to be in there. Absolutely. It'll get closer to game time. Yeah. Will there be a special teams or defensive touchdown? Is definitely a prop I have seen.
Because I might
before.
Do that. I might bet the under on the game and then yes on that prop.
Love that. Yeah. And I think your point, too, about the whole joining in-game live, watching that game kick off, if there's an early score, then depending on who has it, you're right. The numbers are going to fluctuate unbelievably live to be able to bet this game tonight, the Thursday night game. So that's a good point, too. Maybe carry the under, the full game under, but wait to see what happens early on. And then maybe you can get a middle somewhere in there and cash it out altogether with this game. But one thing's for sure, there's no lack of intrigue. There's no lack of urgency, I think, with both of these teams. You got the, you know, could we see the next big, you know, Tom Brady was a sixth round pick, wasn't he? Somewhere along those lines. So could we have seen stranger things where guys that are sixth round, they were afterthoughts, win big games early on and all of a sudden the hype and it's like Nick Foles who? So could the kid show up and take it? We've seen stranger things happen over the years in the NFL. But could Marcus Mariota lose his job tonight? Is that a possibility? Could we see Ryan Tannehill tonight?
I think it would have to get really bad for that.
Really?
But okay, I think. Yeah, because Mariota did put up 30-some-odd points in week one. You know what I mean? And yes, they didn't look good at home. But this is, you know, also there's excuses ready made here if Mariota deprecates the matches, Joe. Thursday night on the road, all that kind of stuff. Jacksonville defense. So I don't think that happens fully. history.
By the way, I'll take Mad Bum plus 150 tonight going up against Boston on the road. I'll take Mad Bum. 150. Give it to me.
I got you.
And join us in Game Live. We'll be betting it all night.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting contest where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
This is a huge game for the Jacksonville Jags. Now, having said that, with that excitement, being at home tonight, if they get the W, does Jalen Ramsey pipe down a little bit? Are we going to hear about the, you know, trading if, in fact, they pull the W? Is it such an ADD world, do you think, the NFL, where it literally is week to week? Like, are we going to be talking about Doug Marrone possibly being fired if they lose before the season's over? Or if he does win tonight, is all well in Jacksonville? What if they win? What if they lose? What's going to be the narrative tomorrow?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. And the reason is because, Joe, I don't know what's up with these millennial athletes. I don't know. I'm serious, Joe. I'm not trying to be silly. Like, I don't know. I can't be in Jalen Ramsey's head. You know, because this came, a lot of this, you know, from this issue on the sideline, Joe, you know, where he, like, wanted this thing to be, a play to be challenged because he didn't want his stats, he wanted to be able to look like his stats locked down DeAndre Hopkins, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the motivations are for these guys anymore. So, you know, let's say Ramsey plays, has a pick six, Jags win, is now all of a sudden, because he's out in front and he's getting love, is that fine for his ego now? I honestly don't know. I don't know what motivates this athlete right now. So maybe, and here's the other thing to my previous point, maybe the owner is like,
hey, Jalen, don't worry about this. You're our guy. You're a part of this future. Just grin and bear it for another 3 months, and Marone's gone anyway. You think Coughlin's having that conversation? You think the owner's having that? You know, what's the owner guy? What's his name? Syed, so whatever. You think that they're actually having that kind of conversation with Jalen Ramsey? Mm-hmm. Like, just pipe down, deal with it. You're going to still be here. It's him that's going to be gone. Or
Khan, I just don't know how he's going to react.
Khan.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
You know, what if they're telling him, hey, pipe down. You're a part of this organization's future. Right. This guy ain't. Don't worry about it.
Maybe Marone is the linchpin here and the key to what's going on. But listen, it wouldn't be the first time a coach and a star player got into a brawl and don't like each other.
And usually who's the last man standing? Yeah. The player, not the coach.
Yeah, and it also depends on are you winning games or not winning games. Because usually if you're winning games, all is well and you move on. And that's why I think tonight is very important. If Ramsey is in fact on the field, the message is you're not going anywhere, number one. Right. And I do think they'd be absolutely crazy. And Tom Coughlin, listen, up in New York all those years, Tom Coughlin made a career out of not being bullied or pushed around by players, guys. Right. That's not who he is. So there's a reason why he's in the front office of that organization and why he's put there. So if he sends him out there, then I think the message is loud and clear to the players and everyone else. You're not going anywhere. I don't care. You know, it's either you play for us or you don't play at all. I don't really care one way or the other.